Well, howdy guys. Here's two guys having a beer sometime in the future. Hello, Chad.
Hey, Carl. God, glad you made it. Now take a seat. I'll get us a beer. Hey, Sam, you got two chill Peronis?
Sorry, Chad, but we're out of Peronis completely.
What?
Just kidding. Two Peronis coming up.
There you go.
Oh, and Sam, there's a Femon laying on the ground outside. You might want to get a Fembulance to come and take her away.
Is she dead?
I don't know. I didn't check.
Yeah, because they charge me for the live ones, but not for the dead ones.
Those Fembulances aren't cheap, you know.
Well, if she's alive, I'll have a little whip round and help you out.
Yeah, that's what you said last time. Anyway, I'll deal with it.
So, Carl, I hear you're living in my neighbourhood now.
Yeah, that's right. Just down the road, actually.
Is it any good?
Yeah, it's all right. Good location. Bit expensive, though.
Well, that's funny, because most places around here aren't that expensive. That's why I live here.
Yeah, well, this apartment comes with a fembot.
Whoa, one of those. Well, is she any good?
Well, it does cleaning okay, nice meals. Makes great sandwiches, but she's no good at sex.
Yeah, those ones aren't very good at everything. Now, you got to get the sports model for that.
Yeah, I'll think about, you know, trying it.
If you like, I can give you a number here, the one I use. They're pretty damn good. You just phone them up, tell them what you want, and they come round.
Yeah, I know. I thought of that, and I think, what happens if I don't like her?
No problem. They give you a code word to say. So she opens the door, you don't like her, you tell her the code word, and she disappears real quick. And they send another one.
Oh, well, that doesn't sound too bad. Send me the number, then. This is the first time I've been in this bar. It's a nice bar, a nice atmosphere here. You know, manly.
That's because this area is protected by the X-Force.
It is? I know my rates are a little bit high, but I didn't think it would be good for the X-Force.
Oh, yeah. So if a few Femons come in this bar and start annoying us and trying to grab attention, we just phone the X-Force and they'll come around and take them away. There's no reason why we should be harassed when we're trying to go out and have a good time.
Yeah, I agree with you. I can't believe that, you know, many years ago, Femons were stuck in everybody's face. No matter where guys went, their Femons went there and just annoyed them. Tried to grab attention. You know, become the main attraction.
Yeah, they sounded really damn annoying in those days. Anyway, cheers, bud.
Cheers.
Well done, Sam.
Shut up, I got plenty of them.
So, Chad, is this your local then?
No, don't really have a local. All the bars you see are like this. That's because of the X-Force around. All the bars here are reasonably quiet, kind of manly. We're here to drink, aren't we?
Well, it sure does sound like a damn good area. And you're right, we're here to drink. Let me get some more. Hey, Sam, get us two more Peronis, will you?
Yeah, right away.
You know, Chad, I think I'm going to really like it here. I mean, this must be what, like, the bars were like, say, I don't know, 150 years ago.
Yeah. Wouldn't mind living way back then.
There you go, two more chill Peronis.
Oh, I don't know you, actually, so I'm going to have to scan your forehead.
Oh, yeah, all right.
Chad next to you is all right. Comes here every night. Only have to scan him once as well. Do you know what, Sam? I've never seen you have a drink. Do you drink or not? Well, that's for me to know and you to find out, isn't it, Chad? Call me when you want another beer.
He's a funny bugger, he is.
Hey, Chad, do you want to get in for pool?
Yeah, all right.
I'll pay.
Well, you better use your forehead.
Well, I guess the future doesn't look so bleak after all.